Hey there, my amazing procrastinators turned productive powerhouses. This is Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood guide to slaying procrastination and conquering your goals. You ever get caught up in the whirlwind of everyday life, deadlines, demands, to-do lists that stretch longer than a superhero's cape? And then you find yourself feeling drained, stressed, even a little, well, grumpy? We're all human, right? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon? A simple yet powerful practice that can flip the script on those negative feelings and actually boost your mental well-being? It's not some fancy meditation technique or a complicated self-help ritual. It's something so straightforward, so accessible, it might just surprise you. Gratitude. That's right, folks. Cultivating gratitude isn't just about being cheerful, it's a game changer for your mental health. Think of it like this. When you focus on what you're thankful for, you shift your attention away from the stuff that's stressing you out. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, allowing positive emotions to take center stage. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Asher. You probably wake up every morning feeling like a walking sunshine ray. Let me assure you, I'm not immune to those days when everything feels like an uphill battle. But even on the toughest days, there are always little things to be grateful for. A warm cup of coffee, a funny text from a friend, or even just the simple fact that we get to experience another day. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of gratitude and elevate your mental well-being. 1. Start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with tiny acts of appreciation. Take a moment each morning to savor a delicious breakfast, or express gratitude for a supportive colleague. These small gestures can make a world of difference. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. This might sound cheesy, but trust me on this one. Dedicate a few minutes each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a stunning sunset to a heartfelt conversation. Writing these things down helps solidify them in your mind and creates a powerful reminder of the good stuff. 3. Practice mindful appreciation. Instead of rushing through your day, take time to truly savor the little moments. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Listen to the birds chirping, or inhale the aroma of fresh baked bread. Being present and appreciating these sensory experiences can bring immense joy. 4. Express your gratitude. Don't keep it bottled up. Tell someone how much you appreciate them, a friend, family member, or even a barista who made your latte just right. Expressing gratitude aloud strengthens relationships and spreads positivity like wildfire. 5. Reframe negative thoughts. When negativity creeps in, try to reframe those thoughts with a grateful lens. Instead of focusing on what's missing, think about what you already have. Remember that adversity often brings valuable lessons and opportunities for growth. Ever feel like your to-do list is growing faster than a magic beanstalk? You know that feeling when you're drowning in deadlines and the weight of responsibility starts to feel unbearable. Well, imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, staring down at a mountain of paperwork. You take a deep breath, close your eyes, and think about something you're truly grateful for. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a cozy cup of tea, or even just the fact that you have a roof over your head. Suddenly, the weight feels lighter. You open your eyes, feeling more focused and energized. That's the magic of gratitude, folks. It doesn't erase your challenges, but it shifts your perspective, helping you navigate them with more clarity and resilience. Remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about finding joy in the midst of it all and reminding yourself of the good that exists even on the most challenging days. So, my friends, let's embrace the power of gratitude. Start small, be consistent, and watch as it transforms your mental well-being. Remember, you have the power to choose joy, even when life throws curveballs your way. I want to hear from you. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the Procrastination Killer podcast so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks to help you live your best, most productive life. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination dragons and remember, gratitude is your secret weapon for a happier, healthier you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.